Proverbs 5, 22 and 23 says, "His own iniquities shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sins. He shall die without instruction, and in the greatness of his folly he shall go astray." It's all summed up there that his own iniquities shall take the wicked himself. These two verses are a proverb about the self-destructive nature of the wicked and their wickedness. It doesn't normally happen immediately, and many times it may take years, if not a lifetime. But at some point, the clock runs out and the wicked suffer their demise. And usually it is in some way related to their own choices, a demise of their own doing. Haman is an example in the book of Esther. If you don't know what I'm talking about, the book of Esther is an amazing little book, and you ought to be reading through your Bible, and you come across this story about Haman, an Agagite, and his very existence was the result of disobedience by King Saul. Saul had spared King Agag and some of his people after God told him through the prophet Samuel to destroy them all. This account is found in 1 Samuel 15, where, by the way, that phrase we quote many times and hear quoted, "Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice." That's in verse 8 of 1 Samuel 15. Now, some Agagites escaped to continue their evil influence on the world, and Saul's disobedience led to Haman's very existence and his hatred for the Jews, which was piqued by Queen Esther's uncle Mordecai, who refused to bow to Haman when Haman was being honored by King Ahasuerus. So in retaliation, King Ahasuerus was schmoozed by Haman into decreeing the death of all Jews. So Haman had gallows built for Mordecai, but he was exposed by Queen Esther. There's a great story behind all this most of you are probably aware of, but here's a little spoiler alert for those who aren't familiar. In Esther 7:9 it says, "And Harbona, one of the chamberlains, said before the king, Behold, also the gallows 50 cubits high, which Haman had made for Mordecai, who had spoken good for the king, standeth in the house of Haman. Then the king said, Hang him thereon." Esther 7:10 then says, "So they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then was the king's wrath pacified." So it happened just as we're told here in Proverbs 5, 22 and 23, and we've seen the same thing happen over and over in Scripture and in history and in life in general, as in Psalm 9:16, "The Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands." And actually, that's how King David prayed many times. Psalm 141:10 said, "Let the wicked fall into their own nets, whilst that I withal escape." Now, theologians call these imprecatory psalms, and they define imprecatory as, quote, "to invoke evil upon or curse," end quote. But I believe that's an inaccurate assessment, because David is simply calling on God to keep his word. And God has said in these texts we've quoted, and many more that could be produced, that the wicked would be punished and the wicked will fall into their own traps. But the bottom line is to avoid falling into the ways of the wicked yourself. Proverbs 5:23, "He shall die without instruction, and in the greatness of his folly he shall go astray." Let that be a warning. As Peter says in 2 Peter 3:17, "Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness." Warn the wicked and keep yourself from their error.